This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next week, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
Sound sincerely yours in faith, love, and peace, your friend.
We'll see you next week at the same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know just for wishes and dreams that had never come true. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them.
Jim Croce on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Time in a Bottle. And we started this show off with Ferranti and Teicher and You Light Up My Life. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you, actually with you, for another week. Last week's show was a disaster, and let me tell you what happened. So first of all, I sat down to record it on my usual recording day, and the power went out for about 4 hours. Maybe more, just due to a little windstorm that knocked out a few houses in the neighborhood, mine being one of them. Then that was followed by a computer glitch that I actually got the first hour recorded, and it sounded terrible. I was having not so good physically, and so that went to you know where in a handbasket very quickly. And when I sat down to record hour number two the next day, the computer just decided it wasn't going to work anymore. So that is why you heard a rerun, and I'm glad that I had Scott in last summer to join us, and I could repeat that program as I was talking to his human flourishing class at the high school where he teaches, and it was good to do that the other day. So it all just worked out. It was the first time I've ever run a rerun of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, but there is a first time for everything. So now let's talk about the holidays of the days. We're not going to go back and review the ones we missed. We're just going to go on from here, starting with April 25th, which is Arbor Day. It's the last Friday of April every year. East meets West Day. I'm not sure if that happens at the Mississippi or what, but that sounds interesting. It's also National DNA Day, National Teach Children to Save Day, and it is also World Penguin Day. April 26th is Hug an Australian Day. If you can find one, good luck. At least around here, right? National Pretzel Day and Richter Scale Day, so there better be an earthquake that happens. Not that I'd wish that upon anyone. April 27th is Babe Ruth Day. It's Morse Code Day, National Prime Rib Day, and Tell a Story Day. So tell a story. Just make it up as you go along. April 28th is International Astronomy Day, Great Poetry Reading Day. If it's terrible, don't read it. And it's also Kiss Your Mate Day. You should do that every day, I think. April 29th is Greenery Day. That sounds like something that would happen in December, though. It's also International Dance Day, National Shrimp Scampi Day, and National Zipper Day. So zip it up. And April 30th is Hairstyle Appreciation Day, Honesty Day, International Jazz Day, National Raisin Day, and National Mahjong Day. So if you play Mahjong, that's a good day for you. And finally, we'll start May with May 1st, of course. That's followed by the 2nd. We'll talk more about May next week. But May 1st is Hawaiian Lei Day. You know, the floral necklace that you would wear in Hawaii. Loyalty Day, May Day, Mother Goose Day, National Day of Prayer, because it's the first Thursday in May, and Save the Rhino Day. So there you go. Those are things you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate until I told you. Right? Here's Sven Lebeck. Here You Come Again. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
When you dream about the
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and easy. Peter Nero there at the piano without her. I guess he decided that she wasn't going to come around and play, so he decided to do it without her. Helen Reddy before that, and Somewhere in the Night, John Fox, Being With You, Craig Duncan in the Appalachian Orchestra with God Only Knows, originally done by the Beach Boys, and Sven Lebeck with Here You Come Again. And Here I Come Again with... interesting news facts. They are facts, but they're just a little unusual, actually. Starting in Australia, where a woman earned a Guinness World Record with her collection of 1,035 Minions. You know, the little yellow mischief makers from the Despicable Me and Minions franchise. Western Australia resident Liesl Beneke said she fell in love with the Minions while watching the first Despicable Me film and started collecting merchandise about 15 years ago. She said she remembers laughing so much at the cute little pill-shaped henchmen. They certainly made a huge impression on me, she told Guinness World Records. And she's just a big kid at heart, so since then she's always been on the lookout for Minions wherever she goes. Guinness confirmed that she is now the holder of the record for the largest collection of Minions memorabilia. Her daughter tells her she needs another house to store all the Minions, but she loves being surrounded by their beautiful, bright yellow smiles. I don't think their smiles are yellow. That would be bad. They're in every room and on every spare wall, she said. While some more casual fans might think the Minions interchangeable, she has a clear favorite, and her favorite is Stuart, the sassy, one-eyed Minion with attitude, and he is the one she has tattooed on her arm. So many people and kids comment on the tattoo, and we start talking about our mutual love of Minions. She will never stop bringing Minions into the house at this point, so I think she's a little obsessed. Meanwhile, in Michigan, a man who became stuck up to his waist in quicksand on a Lake Michigan beach emerged without injuries and a new girlfriend. He didn't find her down there, though, no. Traverse City residents Mitchell O'Brien, no relation, and Brianne Sika said they were searching for Leland Bluestones at Reynolds Street Beach when O'Brien took a wrong step about five feet past the shoreline and sank into the sand. If it was obviously unstable, we would not have walked on it, he said. But it didn't look that bad. It just looked like wet sand, and by the time we got there, most of it was firm enough to walk on. And his first thought was naturally, oh, not this again. He explained the incident. It isn't the first time he's dealt with something like that on the Great Lakes. So there you go. He was able to escape his previous predicament by flopping down on his backside, but this situation was considerably more sticky. His left leg, he couldn't move, and it was like something was holding it underground, and it was crazy how hard it was there. Sika and O'Brien, co-workers from the 217 Recovery Center Clinic in Traverse City, had only recently started questioning whether their relationship could be something more, and both called 911. Then we both get through it at the same time, and I just go, I think my girlfriend's trying to call too, and she at the same time, about 20 feet away, says, my boyfriend is stuck in the quicksand. That is the first time they defined their relationship, and it happened with two separate 911 callers at the same time. It's kismet right there, exactly. Hopefully they're not being followed by a moon shadow.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
David Gates and Red on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy from 1970 from their album On the Waters. The song was actually the band's first top 10 hit and reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And that's about a romantic declaration of a desire to build a lasting relationship with someone special, in case you couldn't tell from the words. Before that was Frank Purcell with Sir Duke, Stevie Wonder tune, and Lex de Acevedo with Moon Shadow. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Eddie Haywood.
The weather is warmer, the daylight is longer, and we have the perfect soundtrack for it here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Rosemary, you must
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Frank Chatsfield there with Just One Look. Before that were the Midnight Voices, Smile a Little Smile for Me, in particular Rosemary. Lex de Azevedo with the theme from Cheers, Botticelli in there with I Have to Say I Love You in a Song, Ronnie Aldridge and Call Me, Come Back Home, Alan Tew and Hopelessly Devoted to You, and Eddie Haywood, The Shadow of Your Smile. We are back this week after having some technical difficulties last week in the middle of Holy Week, and when you work in a church, it's already busy, so I just didn't have time to get everything corrected and do a new show for you, so we play the following.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha-ha.
Do it again.
Kino Tata, Kino Tata, Kino Tata, ha-ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
I feel better. Here's Herb Alpert, who's coming to Pittsburgh on May 12th. On Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. little tune called Cowboys and Indians by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And Earl Grant takes us up to the top of the hour with a tune called Swingin' Gently. I'm Eric O'Brien. O'Brien, stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes. Well, I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Should be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. We're going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Going back. One of many songs which kept rhythm with a Coke bottle and a spoon. That was Houston by Dean Martin. Yes, and actually that was written by Lee Hazelwood and first recorded in 1964 by Sanford Clark. Dean Martin didn't get to it until 1965, and it actually did pretty well. Reaching number two on Billboard's Easy Listening chart, so there you go. Started this hour off with the Holly Ridge Strings and My Sweet Lord. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Where it is time for a little road trip. Let's go to Montana this time, shall we? East Glacier Park, Montana, to be specific, where the world's largest purple spoon is located. A 25-foot-tall purple spoon in the yard of Spiral Spoons, a shop run by a lovely lady from Georgia who handcrafts cooking spoons from beautiful wood. It's in the tiny town of East Glacier outside of Glacier National Park. She and her family make a living with these original spoons, which attests to their beauty. She also makes wands, apparently. But in August of 2011, the purple spoon was stolen and broken, and they rebuilt it, and it was back in place and looking better than ever in, I believe, 2014 was when they got it put there. Meanwhile, in Nevada City, the Nevada City Music Hall is really cool. It houses the largest selection of player, piano, and automated music machines in North America. Nevada City and Virginia City are gold rush mining towns. It's the music hall is free except for putting change into the music machines. Also in Nevada City, somebody went and saw Big John, and I'm not talking about the song by Jimmy Dean. It was a tall two-story outhouse behind an old hotel. On hot summer days when the wind was not blowing, it was called Big Bad John. It's still not what the song is about. Anyhow, Libby, Montana, finally. The town of Libby doesn't claim that Paul Bunyan's fry pan is the world's largest. It's another fry pan, but it's Paul Bunyan's. It's not